podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What up, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, especially Canelo haters. Pat yourselves on the back. You've done it. You've got Canelo Alvarez's opponent denied. They have not approved Ivani Yeardom for Canelo Alvarez's next opponent. The fight was ordered by the WBC for their vacant super middleweight title that David Benavidez was stripped of on the scales, but it's claimed DAZN won a better match. They would approve Callum Smith, hardcore boxing fans. They will approve Callum Smith, but they want Canelo Alvarez to take a $20 million pay cut. So let's just go to that. I think that's the biggest thing that sticks out. You know, you don't want to approve this opponent, but you don't want to pay him what he's supposed to be paid. So let's just go to the facts here in the article. And I'm screen sharing it for those that, you know, want to follow along. Let me just get this perfect here. I don't like the little black on the other side. You know what I mean? I'm a little picky. Get this all centered up. Nice. Here we go. You see where it says Callum Smith is a possible opponent DAZN has approved next. Has approved for Alvarez's next bout, but not for the $40 million package Alvarez expects. England Smith, 27-0, 19 KOs, owns the WBA super middleweight title. Alvarez was supposed to challenge England's Billy Joe. You know, but it's going to say in the next paragraph that Billy Joe took himself out of the runnings and that fight was canceled due to the pandemic. Right? And right there it says Alvarez is free to find another opponent to box because neither he nor Saunders had signed contracts for their last fight. Saunders removed himself. So that's two opponents Canelo was willing to face, but one, they said, yeah, we'll approve Callum, but we ain't paying you $40 million for him. Even though he's a champion in the WBA, the super champion, even though he fought and won the Muhammad Ali trophy on our network, even though he's the diamond champ, we're not approving that. We're not approving that. So, you know, it's very simple. You know, you could not approve it and be in this situation, or you can approve it and keep it moving, or you can give him the $40 million if you want him to fight, you know, Callum Smith, who's young and in his prime. Right? But I think that's the biggest thing there, that they want him to take a $20 million pay cut. And they won't approve Yeardom regardless of pay cut. You know, but here's where it says DAZN most recently offered for Alvarez's next fight approximately half of the $40 million package Alvarez's side has been paid for each of its past two bouts. So he got 40 for his last two. He was expecting 40, and they like, nah, We only giving you 20, and we want you to fight someone great. So this is who DAZN, this is who DAZN has approved, right? They have approved Gennady Golovkin, but obviously Gennady Golovkin is a little busy. He wants to get a little tune-up in, and they will pay him $40 million for that fight. But they don't, and you see it there, they don't consider Yeardom, Durrell, or some other boxers Golden Boy has proposed to be premium opponents. Gennady Golovkin is the premium opponent DAZN most wants to match Alvarez against, but that ain't going to happen because he wants his tuna. Then they cool with Callum Smith, but they don't want to give him the 40. You see where it says right there? They don't want to give him that 40. So I don't know, man. Is Canelo going to find his way out of this fight? Is he, you know, not out of this fight, but is he going to find his way out of this contract because of that? I don't know. Very interesting to see what takes place here, man. What takes place? What's next for Canelo? This could definitely cause some issues between their star fighter and his network. You know, we have to ask ourselves how many other people get denied opponents. You know, Canelo can start feeling like they're putting too much pressure on him to do the unthinkable, to carry the network. You know, the network is feeling the pressure of its subscribers, and they want Canelo to bring in those subscribers or to please those subscribers all on his own. His last two fights was Gennady Golovkin, Jacobs and Kovalev. Like, I don't see how he isn't entitled to some sort of lesser caliber of fight. But, you know, it is what it is. We're just sitting back and waiting to see what it is that's going to take place, what it is that they're going to do, which direction it is that they're going to go in. But at this point, it's looking like Canelo's opponents are being denied. We know that the lawyers are also involved, though. So if they keep denying and they can't come to some sort of agreement, I wonder if he's able to get out that contract. Now, yesterday when I said that, Rob sent me something here, if I could just find it. It's a term that is in the contract, and it's something that was stipulated in case we run across some sort of pandemic or real world situation. Let me see if I could just find it here. Here we go. A force majeure, right? It's a common clause in a contract that essentially frees both parties from liability or obligation when an extraordinary event or circumstance beyond the control of the parties, such as a war, strike, a riot, crime, epidemic, or an event described by the legal term act of God prevents one or both parties from fulfilling their obligations under the contract. So Canelo could keep saying, yo, I'm willing to fight, but you got to give me my $40 million. And DAZN could keep saying, we want you to fight, but we can't afford to pay you $40 million. So then Canelo could get out the contract for force majeure. So if they just deny this opponent for real, they could find themselves without a Canelo because the pandemic has happened. You can't fulfill your obligation to me. I'm willing to fight. You're telling me take a pay cut because shit is rough. I'm Terrence Crawford. I ain't taking no pay cut. So now you got to let me out this contract. I got to go do what I want to do. You understand what I'm saying? So they could push. They better not shove. They denied this opponent. They want to embarrass him in the media. They better be careful. they could find themselves without Canelo. That's all I'm saying. And we all know Top Rank won him. We know Showtime won him because they had him before. They took him the last time Canelo got mad. And let's stop acting like Canelo don't get mad with people. He got mad at HBO when they tried to play him too. And he put the middle finger in the air and left. And he was on Showtime for a few fights. And he'll get mad at DAZN too and come right back to doing pay-per-view. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. You know, now, they're within their right to deny Yeardom, but not within their right to ask him to take a $20 million pay cut and deny Yeardom. Because they don't even want him to fight Yeardom regardless. They want him to take $20 million less and fight Callum Smith. But had Billy Joe Saunders not took himself out because he was beating a heavy bag saying it was a woman, he would have got paid $40 million. Again, force majeure, man. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It looks like a French word. But, you know, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, and I hope he just gets out of his contract. They playing games now. They playing. You know, everybody wants Canelo to bend backwards. Oh, I want to fight Sergey Derevyanchenko. Send him $5.5 million. Nah, he says no, he don't want your $5.5. He'd rather take Gennady's $5.5. I mean, it's just like people want a magic carpet ride, a genie in a lamp, and $60 million to fight Canelo. It's just they're asking for too much, and they're asking for too much of Canelo as a network. As a network, they want him to save them from the pandemic and the financial loss that they're in. But the same pressure isn't there. People talk every day about double standards and energy not being the same. Where is everyone else's energy? And where is everyone else allegedly not biased at when it comes to Gennady? So Gennady gets to fight Camille Serimenta? No one is saying anything. You know, if Crawford fights a Camille Serimenta, we're doing duck videos. But Gennady gets to fight Camille Serimenta, and everybody's just like, yo, so what? So what? You know, it's all good. You know, like, it's all good. So what? He's Gennady. We really want him to fight Canelo. So we waiting for him to get back right and on that level where we think he could beat Canelo so we could let him at Canelo. Okay, so what about Steve Rose? Why they didn't deny Steve Rose? Isn't Avani Yeardom more popular, more known than Steve Rose? Didn't he at least fight on the network, on the World Boxing Super Show? Because a lot of people like to say, I'm biased. I got different energy. But you see, I could come at anybody. How DAZN going to say Yeardom is unapprovable when he fought on their network in the World Boxing Super Series? But Steve Rose, a Canadian who never fought anybody, Sana Lou DiBella, he was a Gennady Golovkin opponent. Serimenta, we never heard of him. We only know his name because Gennady has been telling us for the last 8 months that he's going to find him. Remember all this. Remember all this. We don't know who Serimenta is. Gennady started dropping that name, and all of a sudden we know that's his opponent. So let's just be real, man. Let's just be real. Y'all talk about, oh, the energy ain't the same. I know it ain't the same. I know. Because Andre's last five opponents, are they more known than Avani Yeardom? Oh, yeah. Alantes Fox. Right? Oh, no, that wasn't even in the last five. So there you go. That's what I'm saying. DAZN playing a sneaky game. I hope Canelo could get out the contract because he could prove that they're only putting this elite level world pressure on him, right? It's like, yo, I just fought Jacobson Kovalev. Who did Gennady fight? I just fought Jacobson Kovalev. Who did Andre fought? I just fought Jacobson Kovalev. Who is Jesse Vargas for? Who on this network has fought the level that I fought for you to deny my opponent? So you saying Steve Rose is a better opponent than Avani Yeardom? Okay. I want to hear it from your mouth so that we know who is really biased, who really got a Canelo hate, who don't know about boxing. That's all I want. That's all I want because I didn't know Steve Rose was a killer. I didn't know anybody who called in here to talk about Steve Rose before that. I don't. I just don't know anyone. You understand? And when we talk about Usyk, wasn't he on DAZN fighting Chaz Teaspoon? So Teaspoon is better than Yeardom. And I'm not saying Yeardom ain't good. I'm not saying Yeardom is good. I'm just showing you a pattern. I'm showing you who they think is better than Yeardom. But we got some super chats, man. Big Supermex, the mastermind. Good move. Let's get Canelo back to pay-per-view. Exactly. Force majeure. Shout out to Robert who helped us out with that. Get out your contract, champ. They can't pay you because of the pandemic. They need to take loans and shit. SBA. Bye. Bye. I'm sure ESPN will do a fantastic pay-per-view with you. I'm sure Fox would love to have you on pay-per-view. I'm sure Fox would put you and Keller Plant on pay-per-view. You and Jamal Charlo were on pay-per-view. I'm sure you and Benavidez could be a pay-per-view. The list goes on and on. The list goes on and on. Let's pack up our bags and go. They playing games. They playing games like you ain't the face. You the face. You the face. Ken Stone with the super chat. The perfect storm is brewing for HBO to come back. Bring Lou DiBella in as president. Do pay-per-view. Only sign Canelo. The rest of the DAZN fighters will follow. And you're absolutely right. HBO was at a great time when Lou DiBella was the man, but then he decided to leave his position as his version of Steven Espinoza and start DBE, DiBella Entertainment. So I don't know, would he go backwards? I know that, you know, right now it doesn't look like Lou DiBella is doing the greatest, and maybe he would want to go backwards, but then he would have to liquidate his company or sell his company off. Like, I doubt it would be ethical to be a boxing executive for a premium network and a promoter. It might be some sort of conflict of interest, Muhammad Ali Act. I don't know. Just we chopping it up here. We got Michael Buffer who says, no one can afford Canelo wages, only DAZN. Everyone broke. Maybe you're right. But you tell me, they giving Canelo 40. What if somebody gives Canelo 20 like they gave Pat? And then let him make the money on the back end, Smarty Pants. Huh, Smarty Pants? So you're right. Canelo, DAZN, the only one paying Canelo front money, which they not anymore, Michael Buffer. They trying to give him a $20 million pay cut. Why don't somebody say that out loud? Why don't somebody say, all my truck drivers out there making anywhere between 40 to 100 and 20. Think about when they tell you, yo, won't you take half for this run? Won't you run from New York to Cali, and I'm going to pay you half? Because it's a pandemic, King Bourne. It's a pandemic. You got to take half to haul that freight. J-Mac, it's going to take you half to haul that freight this time. And no, we only pay half because it's a pandemic, dog. I'm sorry. That's all I could give you. I can't approve full freight load. No. Come on, man. Y'all would smack them. Y'all would quit. Y'all would curse. So y'all need to be on Canelo's side. The network trying to play him. This is the perfect time to get up out of there. Get up out of there. Then there won't be no more across the street. We got John in Michigan says, would it be smart to have three belts on DAZN? What three belts? You lost me there. Three belts. Three belts. I don't know what you mean, bro. You got to come back. We got Big Supermax. Forget Canelo, man. Oscar is back. Yeah. We'll see. Oscar is talking crazy like he wants to fight somebody. And then Khan said he wants to fight him because Khan always likes the bullshit fights. You know, he doesn't want real fights. But we got some more here by Ken Stone. Go to Purse Bid. Any network will put Canelo on pay-per-view. Load the undercard with your prospects and guys who need exposure and spotlight. The thing is, if he goes to Purse Bid, I don't know who Yeardom is with. You know, where does that fight end up? What network is going to back Yeardom? Network is going to back Yeardom. I mean, I get what you're saying. If it's a Canelo possibility, maybe many networks. We got NO, and the NO says DAZN is tired of Canelo robbing them with no gun. Okay. Okay, I know. I mean, I guess fighting Jacobson Kovalev is a rob. You know what I mean? I can't find the last two fighters on a Daniel Jacobs and Kovalev level that Danny fought back to back. I can't find two fighters on that level that Gennady fought back to back. Maybe Jacobs did that, right? If we Google Jacobs, not even him, right? Because he had that Chavez fight, maybe. Maybe he had Canelo, then Chavez or something like that. So who has fought two elite levels back to back? I mean, you know, the hate is real for the redhead kid. They ain't doing what he's doing, so they gotta knock him. Boston Jarrett says Demetrius has tried to make fights with Charlo, Billy Joe, Saunders, Triple G, Canelo. He never asks for Keeler and Selecki. Sure, buddy. Sure. Just tell me who he's fought though. Don't tell me who he's tried to fight. Tell me who he's fought. Who has he fought? Because remember, you just opening up that Crawford argument. Crawford wants to fight everybody, has fought nobody, and Andre is the same. So I'm you know. His last five fights on DAZN were Walter Akinwande, Artur Akhatov, Maciel Selecki, and Luke Keeler. Please, man, don't make me waste my time Googling dudes that's fighting people we never heard of, like. I'm just happy for Andre that he was able to get out that star boxing contract and have Banner Promotions, and he was able to make enough money to support himself and his family for the future. You know, DAZN paid him well to fight those guys. So shout out to him. He got paid. Because it's never the fighter's fault. He does want to fight everybody. It's the handler's fault. Who's handling your career? Who's putting you in the position to fight everybody? And they've done a poor job with him, and it ain't his fault, but at least he's gotten paid. At least he's gotten paid. But don't talk to me about dudes that, you know, come on. Biggest name on his resume is Lantes Fox. Maybe Willie Nelson. I don't know. It's arguable. Selecki, a good loser, right? He's a good loser. What's his biggest win? Rosado? I mean, I don't know. You like, we're wasting time talking about Andre, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Andre, if Andre beat Yeardom, his resume would look better. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even got a Yeardom, like. Come on, man. You wildin' right now. At least Charlo's in a pay-per-view fighting Derevyanchenko. You know, he got you know, Julian Williams on his resume. Like, come on, talk to me with some substance here. Don't just, you know, say anything because you're mad at Canelo. Like, this is what I'm saying. Everybody's mad at Canelo. Canelo got to feed the world. He might as well open a food bank. He got to feed the world. Every fighter needs to get fed off Canelo, and they want life-changing money, too. They don't want just a fight contract. They want a life-changing contract. So, yeah, you're right, John Feliciano. Thank you for doubling back. You shouldn't have had the super chat. You could have just hit us up right there. I would have read it. He said the WBC, WBO, and the WBA titles at 68. You're right. Listen, for all we know, this could be a lie. This is a reporter saying that DAZN won't approve. There's no source. I'm not saying it's a lie. Keith Idick is a phenomenal writer. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? But until DAZN rejects it, is he really rejected? Because you're right. They're going to reject the opportunity to have 368-pound titles in their hands. Andre, who can move up. Billy Joe, who's already Rada, who's already at 68. I mean, I don't know. Listen, but they all doing crazy things out here, bro. They all making weird decisions, very weird decisions. And the first big weird decision was to deny someone who probably should find out, can he get up out this contract? I mean, you know, he probably should find out, can he get up out this contract? They playing games with him in his career. I don't see them denying Steve Rose or Sedimenta. You know, I don't see them doing that. They definitely didn't deny Jesse Vargas any fights, and he got to fight. He got to fight retired Humberto Soto. Retired Humberto Soto. So I really don't know. Like, DAZN picks and choose who they deny and who they, you know, who they let fight. But intrigued with the super chat, not saying nothing, just showing that Atlanta love, but we appreciate it, champ. We're gonna go ahead and open up these phone lines. This is a quick report. All we know is that it's breaking news. DAZN have reportedly decided that they won't approve Canelo versus Avani Yeardom. The fight was ordered by the WBC, but that's just the WBC ordering things. But they did order Luke Campbell and Ryan, and that got finally ironed out. I'm sure DAZN will pick that up, though. They'll pick that up. And Campbell's coming off a loss to Vasil. But they'll pick that up. They'll pick that up. And this is what I'm saying. Picking and choosing and putting a lot of pressure on the face of boxing, who in his last two fights has fought two elites. I can't find anybody. Earl is the only one doing that. Earl fought Mikey, Porter, now he's fighting Danny. That's like top elite, elite. Or depending on how you look at it. If you're a Mexican fan, I'm sure you got Mikey as elite, you know? If you're a Danny fan or a Danny hater, you got Danny as top or right there under the top. So Earl out here doing it. You know what I'm saying? Earl out here doing it. Wilder, he fought Ortiz, Brazil, Fury. He out here doing it. He out here doing it. You understand? I don't know what it is that y'all want out of y'all fighter. I want that. I want you to go ahead and fight Jacobs and then Kovalev moving up. I like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. I don't want you to fight Victor Postol. Go fight Josh Teller. But it's a pandemic fight, so nobody ain't saying nothing to Ramirez, right? It's a mandatory, so ain't nobody saying nothing to Ramirez. And that's what I'm saying, man. We pick and choose who we gonna crap on. We got Ken Stone that says, can outside promoters can make offers on bids? Absolutely. Absolutely. A top rank could absolutely win the purse bid to promote a fight that ain't theirs. I mean, but are they going to do that? Raising the Bar with a Super Chat says, we need someone from Top Rank, PBC, or even Thurman to clear this up. $10 million. Did negotiations stop or keep going? Did y'all continue to negotiate in good faith? Tell us, BOMAC. Bro, Thurman never asked for $10 million, you see? That was a fan that Super Chatted that, and now this number is real, $10 million. That was a Bud tender protecting Bud, saying that Keith wants 10 or 15 million. Bro, and this is how rumors start. This is how rumors start. All the Bud tenders probably running with that fake number so they could save Bud's feelings. Jesus Christ. Man, we're talking real fighters who fighting real people, man. We just said Jacobs, Kovalev, back to back. You understand? But anyway, those are the facts, man. Let me go out to the callers. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. One time, voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And don't forget, you could add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation from anywhere in the world. Let me go out to these sponsors and get this thing started, gentlemen and women as well.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Speaking of subscribe to the Boxing Voice. We're at 115,461. Hitting that refresh now. See where we at. Let's see. We've been working. Let's see. Do they love us or do they hate us? I open in my eyes. Uh-oh. We 7 away from 115,500. 115,500. So, guys, if you haven't already done so, tell a friend to tell a friend. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Help us reach our next goal of 115,500. And that means we're only 500 away from getting to that next goal of 116,000 subscribers right here on the Boxing Voice. .com. You can catch us at youtube.com/theboxingvoice. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you get that notification every time we go live. And if you choose to call in to the live call-in number that I will be answering right now at 1-425-569-5241, be sure to press that one button one time to let me know that you want to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Let's do it.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right. Let's get to Dom in Seattle. What up?
Mr. PPC, baby.
BoxingWiz.com.
I'm the flyest. Canelo talking about he believes he can win. Go to my chest. If it's sharp and tight, he cut the bullshit out. I don't care what you do good. I do every fucking thing great.
Mr. PPC, baby.
Canelo Alvarez out here choosing soda cans and Campbell noodle soup. Terrence Crawford ducking.
Yo, did you buy the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather pay-per-view?
I never bought it. I went to the bar.
But you watched it. You was interested.
I was watching it.
You was interested.
But
it
ain't no Canelo. It ain't no Canelo and soda can.
Oh no, it's 0-0
fighter.
It ain't
no. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But it ain't no Canelo and soda can.
0-0 fighter.
Yeah,
no,
boy. You
no,
about
he,
to watch that shit. You about
right.
to watch that shit with your homeboys.
You're right.
And y'all gonna be bored.
You're right.
The
he
only thing that's gonna be lit is the blunt.
You know he wasn't
so,
a soda can. He was more like a can of Arizona.
Canelo asked for that fight. Come on, get out of here, nigga. Now I want that shirt too. Let me get that tracking number. That's my call.
Yo. So you watch Conor that wasn't a boxer, but you mad at Yeardom. I hear you. I hear you. Trainer Bay, what up?
Man, you know the difference between that. Floyd was retired, man. This dude, but listen, man, I don't know. I'm going to agree with you on this finesse. I don't see why Canelo got to take all the hard fights and run through the gauntlet. You know, every fight he fight is a hard fight. You know, I just don't get why.
I don't know. I guess he's the face of boxing. So, I mean, we did the same thing to Floyd, remember? Like, I remember Floyd put out a poll about fighting Amir and Devin, and we got mad. And meanwhile, Amir at least had a Maidana win. Devin, I think, was undefeated. And we was mad because, like, we knew he could beat them dudes. We wanted Pacquiao. So it is what it is.
Right.
Like, it's always going to be like that. We're never satisfied.
You think the problem is that they make us wait too long for the good fight?
Absolutely. Desperation. We get desperate. We get anxious. We start to believe it ain't ever going to happen.
Well, sometimes it doesn't, and that's really just bullshit. That's
yeah.
really why everybody's mad.
Yeah, I mean, remember Top Rank. Gamboa and Lopez, they marinated that. We never got that, you know. Wilder AJ, they played games with there. We never got that.
Yeah, and may not never get it. They trying to get that to breach his contract to go fight AJ. I mean, just... bunch of weird shit, man. But you can't get mad at people, man. People get tired of fucking wasting playing all the games, man. And that's my call.
I hear you. James Benitez. What up? Just listening, going once. Twice. Alright. We going to James Pain Lethal. What up, champ? Bringing the pain?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Alright, what it do? Nez TBV, the fam, everybody, man. Man, I just tuned in, so I'm late to the topic, but I'm gathering the gist of it from your headline that the Zone, they rejected their fight. And this is the voice of the people. So I got a voice, and I am the people. I'm going to just sound off real quick, man. I'm sick and tired of Canelo with these trash bag games, man. He a worse of a diva than Mayweather ever was, because at least Mayweather would at least entertain the audience and give some guys, hungry guys, guys that would be threats, a shot. Canelo, this is just far and beyond. And I'm totally confused on what he got going on with the WBC. It's like they in bed together. I don't know what's going on. I'm glad the Zone rejected the fight. I have no clue who this dude is. It's a lot of good competition out
cut
there.
Cut it.
He's from the World Boxing Super Series, and, you know, he lost to Chris Eubank Jr. And you got to remember, guys, you know, a lot is being washed away because it's Canelo and he's such a popular fighter. But This was already David Benavidez's mandatory challenger. He was already going to get the David Benavidez fight next. That's it. He was already the mandatory challenger. All right? Already the mandatory. All right? I'm just going to continue to repeat that till y'all get that through your heads. We're going out to, looking here like we got Las Vegas, a new caller, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Cut that bullshit out, man. Don't nobody want to see that goddamn fight.
Oh, really?
That's a bullshit fight.
So my man not entitled to a tune-up, but everybody else could take one during the
COVID?
Nope.
Don't nobody get, nope. $35 million. $30
million. Okay. So did you say that?
You want to tune-up up for $30
million? Did you say that to Floyd when he got a
$250 million? He ain't Floyd. He is not Floyd, buddy.
No, you're right. He's
not
bigger Floyd. You're right.
He's not Floyd. He's not close. He ain't had no hard fight.
He
had not one hard fight.
You're right.
Tell him to go
Floyd
fight
never,
somebody.
You're right. Floyd never won a division at 175. Floyd would never move up.
Floyd,
you're
talking about Floyd.
You're right.
He's not even on
you're
Floyd
right.
level, bro.
What
He's
you
not
mean?
On Floyd
he,
level. Go tell
why,
Canelo
contract,
to fight somebody, bro.
Why is contract
he lost
bigger
against
than Floyd?
Trout. He
why
lost against
bigger?
Laura. He lost against
why is contract
GGG.
Bigger? Why is contract bigger than Floyd's?
Because DeZone gave it to him.
Why Floyd was making 32?
DeZone gave it to him.
Why Floyd was making $32 million, he making Floyd 40
made,
guaranteed. There you go. Get your facts straight. He make 40 guaranteed, Floyd making 32. Ow. Ow. Yo, Ringer Status, 704, what up?
What up with you, man? Hey, quick little statement. Floyd Mayweather signed to Showtime for 2 years, $250 million. So, you know.
What was his guarantee, champ? 32.5. Google it.
Okay, that's cool.
What Canelo got his last two fights guaranteed? $40 million.
But you getting fights turned down by your network. That shows you be on some bitch shit. He ain't no goddamn real fighter.
Where's Floyd Kovalev at? Where is Floyd Kovalev at? I ain't think so. Killing him softly, man. Canelo moving up. He started at 140, man. Y'all hating on a great fighter, but it'll come back to y'all. It'll come back to y'all in the future. Y'all be like, damn. I hated on Canelo, but that redhead kid got some skills. Keem in Florida.
Sir, I opened the door for audiences and all of sports to go back to the way it was in Jesus' name. Amen. It's done. Fight, I'm making $10 million. I'm not really worried about what he's making on him.
I believe
it. That's
you,
why,
I
that's
believe
why
you're going to
see. In Jesus' name. Amen. With Earl Spence.
And you're not fighting us. Shut the fuck up.
Oh,
yo,
what's up, man?
What up?
Hey, man. First of all, he's fighting on the app. All right. Floyd made $300 million for one fight. Follow his green
Versa
print.
Tuna.
I believe that's what the intro to the show says, right? He's fighting on the app. Follow my green print, man. 300 M's in one fight, champ. 30 minutes, 300 M's. You know what I mean? And hey, do me a favor, bro. I think I'm done with that Maurice Lee intro, man. If you can take me back to the Tarver Roy Jones one, I appreciate that. But yeah, that's all I got, man. Follow the green print, champ. Appreciate you.
I hear you, man. All I'm saying is, who got the bigger contract? Who got the bigger contract? Who got the bigger guarantee? You know what I'm saying? And all I'm showing is that Floyd got paid $200 million, $350 million for a tune-up. Y'all mad that Canelo about to fight have a tune-up, but Floyd could have a pay-per-view tune-up. See what I'm saying? All right, but let's go ahead and get to King Born in Brooklyn.
When you see old Dirty Bastard,
fall in a position like that, then you know that I'm getting ready to bust your
Hey, yo, Ness, you hear me, yo?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, man, I've just got one, two things to say. I agree with you. I'm not going for 40 mil or 20 mil. That shit is absurd. But why don't we get it popping like this, man? I'm going to play matchmaker for you next tonight. Why don't we get Chris Eubank or Callum Smith? Now, the reason I say Chris Eubank, because I think that would be a great fight. The reason I say Callum Smith, man, they could work with BT Sports and get them together. You know what I mean?
Callum is with Sky, not BT. And he wanted to fight Callum, but DAZN want him to take $20 million less to fight Callum.
So listen to this, right? So what you think going to be the end game, man? We could go back and forth with this, brother. You think he going to really leave DAZN, or DAZN is going to cut Canelo?
That's what I want for him. I want him to leave DAZN. It ain't work out. You made good money, but they holding your stardom back. It's like Floyd said, you fighting on the app. Nobody don't know where you fighting. They don't feel the same. Leave these dudes alone, man. Leave these dudes. Come back to DAZN when they get their shit together, when they working a little more smoothly.
Right, because that's like I'm making 55 cents per mile, right? That's like somebody telling me you're going from 55 cents down to 40 cents. I'm losing like almost $600,
$700. No, that ain't what they telling you. If they want you to go from 55 and be in a Canelo situation, they telling you to go from 55 and drop down to like 23 cents a mile. You know what I'm saying?
No. Nobody doing that, man.
Exactly.
We could quit the bullshit, Ness. Why don't... You got to make a show about Canelo leaving the zone. Make that show, man.
I mean, this is it right here, man. He going to have to – I mean, look, you know what? You might be right. Maybe we got a title with just like that. But, like, they going to have to decide what's it going to be. This don't make any sense because, again, I feel like if you go to court, you could show a case that he's being treated unfairly. I mean, yo, AJ got to fight a 20-1 – underdog on DAZN because it was his American debut. Yeah, we know Andy, but he was a 20-1 dog. 15-1, 12-1, 14-1. We all had the odds. We all used to post them. Everywhere you went, they had them way over 14. Which, yo, my man KP said bad demand. Trucking is bad comparison. Trucking is a high demand. Boxing isn't. Bruh, Canelo's at high demand, dog. It ain't boxing, it's Canelo. Do the networks care about boxing or do they care about signing Canelo? You bugging right now, champ. And it's the perfect example. You got to bring it down to layman terms for people so they can feel it in their pocket. You go tell a truck driver he got to go from 55 cent to 23 cent a mile. See if he won't spit at you. CYP, what up?
What ain't up? Your self-esteem. I told you, DAZN has final say. Canelo works for DAZN. They don't work for him. Showtime would never tell Floyd what to do. You the kind of man that think if a man wins the lottery and he take that lump sum, he's getting more money than the dude that said, give me the payment. No, partner. You're putting a cap on yourself. Floyd never had a cap. Canelo will never make more than 35. He'll never make 350 a fight. And last time I checked, tune up a fight is preparing you for another fight. So tell me what fight was Floyd preparing for when he made $300 million versus Conor? CYP out. If anybody wants to give me that boomerang, give it to me so I can cook this cat. It's all good.
You can't even cook me because you came on here, first of all, saying either a lie or you just didn't read the article. You said 35. He'll never make more than 35. Meanwhile, the article just stated he made 40 in his last two. Just chill, man. It's too easy to beat you. You, like, don't know how to read, I think. N.O., what up? And I read the article out loud. Like, clean the ears or something. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like to introduce to you a young fella. And he comes from the
Just listen, Ness. Come back to me.
All right, champ. We going to Intrigue the Incredible.
Rambo, Ferrari, Tom Wilson, made overseas. The whole money bag, dead president, 150, 2010. I want all of it.
I want it all.
Hey, Draco, 40 cal, 9 millibits.
Damn, now see why P in the chat showing he can't even add. Talking about, oh, five more, you win. No, dog. Floyd's guarantee was 32.5. You just don't know about boxing, man. Intrigue, what up, bro?
Ness, I don't know what's going on with that intro, but I'm going to send it to you again.
Yeah, resend
because
resend it.
Yeah, that ain't how it was sounding when you were playing it before. It's crazy.
I think
but
I
look,
might
look.
Have that one here, just named that
yeah,
something
yeah.
else.
Yeah, yeah, you got it. You got it. Because, I mean, I had it as my intro.
Nah, that's
another
one.
That's cool, too.
Intrigue got five
that's
intros,
cool too.
Y'all.
That's cool. Nah, yeah, the five come from the same Keith Thurman intro when I was trying to get it right. So, the other ones, but I got, you know what I mean. But give me a counterpunch on top of this.
Ooh.
So I'm going to try to, I want to just try to do something because
let me start
I started off. Okay. I started off as a Canelo fan, and I still like to call myself a Canelo fan, and that's 2011, and I'm looking at Boxrix right now, and I'm going to tell you where all the animosity comes from, anybody that's hating on Canelo. You got some people that's hating, they got extreme stances on them, but I ain't going to take no extreme stance saying Canelo is nobody, he ain't fought nobody, but from 2011, he fought. Kermit Clinchering, Shane Mosley, all good fights, Josito Lopez, Austin Trout, Floyd Mayweather Jr., Alfredo Angula, Lara, James Kirkland, Cotto, Amir Khan. So stop at the Amir Khan fight. You fight a fucking Amir Khan. That's the one fight that people like was starting to say like at that time they wanted to see him fight Triple G and he chose to fight Amir Khan. A fucking career. I mean, he came from what 140 or 135, and was at 147, and then you fight his ass. Then you went to Liam Smith. I ain't gonna knock that. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., Gennady Golovkin. Then you went back to Rocky Fielder, somebody that you shouldn't have been fucking fighting. Yeah, you snatched the title to make a point, but that's somebody that ain't nobody want that fight. Then you go to Daniel Jacobs. Nobody can say nothing about that. And Sergio Kolov. Yeah, a lot of people say something about that fight, but you really can't say nothing about that fight. So them two fights that really is in question is the Rocky Fielder fight and the Amir Khan fight. And them both came at critical times where we was pushing for him to fight somebody else that was a more fucking 50-50 fight, and he chose to fight them bums. And that's what people got problems about.
Oh, now that's your time, let me ask you. Who hasn't done that? Who hasn't fought the guy that you wanted when you wanted and instead fought someone else? Name the one fighter in the last 10 years that hasn't done that.
No. You're absolutely right, man.
Okay.
But
Canelo,
hold on.
So now check this out.
The face of boxing,
yeah,
right
and
now.
So was Floyd.
I
gotta cut you off because I gave you mad time. But pass the minute and then the counterpunch. I gave you more because you made such a good point. You about to make this show a little bit longer. We might go on a box rec run, right? Because we're fickle. Together as boxing fans, we're fickle, but I could click on any name, right? And I'm gonna click on only one name because I like getting people mad purposely, right? So I'll click on Terrence's name and pull up his box rec, and I got Canelo's box rec up, right? So you started in 2011. I guess for you, you felt like that's when he took off, right? Like when he started fighting names. Am I getting that right? Intrigue?
Man, I missed that. My Bluetooth is
no
on
problem.
Crazy.
No problem. Why did you start in 2011?
You say that again?
Why did you start in 2011? I just need context. Why did you start
no,
researching?
That's
Oh no, that's when I started following Canelo.
Okay.
That's what I was.
All right. So I just want to show the audience that when he got hit to Canelo in 2011, look at what Canelo did. He took off. Okay? Name after name after name after name after name. All right? I could show you systematically all our favorite fighters going to have at least one name we don't even know of, right? One name we barely heard of, one name we don't know, one name, something like that, and maybe more than one. Maybe more than one, okay? Especially in the beginning of their career, before they took off, but even after they take off, Sean Porter's about to fight Sebastian Formella. We know Formella here on this channel. But other people are sitting in circles saying, who is Formella? Okay? So in 2011, Canelo fought Kermit Cintron, former world champion. Shane Mosley, former world champion. Josecito Lopez, coming off of upset win to Victor Ortiz. Okay? Austin Trout, coming off biggest win of Cotto. Floyd Mayweather, Angulo, Laura, Kirkland, Cotto, Khan, Liam Smith, Julio Cesar Chavez, Gennady Golovkin, we all know. Literally, in between 2011, 9 years later till date, he's got the weakest name on there is Rocky Fielding. The weakest name in nearly 10 years is Rocky Fielding. What name should we pick? Because we can't do Bud. We can't do Bud, all right? When Bud took off, I'm screen sharing, was when he took that 7-day notice Prescott fight. After that, he went on a diet that you don't know. We don't know Alejandro Sanabria, and he's never, ever got another fight. He never fought nobody else. Look, he Top Rank found them for Bud, and he retired after Bud. You see what I'm saying? But pick another fighter. Pick another fighter. Let's see. Jose Benavidez, let's go to him. When did he take off? When did he take off? Did he take off when he beat Mauricio Herrera? Because at the time, Herrera was hot, and he had looked good in Puerto Rico. And then after that, he fought Jorge Paz. And now who's Sidney Skequeria? Okay, let's click. Let's click. Who's Sidney? Let's see. Let's see. Sidney, who are you? Okay, Sidney's got 13 losses. Absolutely no one. But let's keep going. Who else can we find? Let's see Herrera. Let's click there. Let's go to Herrera. When did Herrera take off? I'm not even going to show y'all when he took off. I'm going to tell y'all because I know boxing and y'all don't. When he beat Ruslan on Friday Night Fights. Let's go all the way down because y'all don't even remember that. Here it goes right here. Ruslan, that's when he took off. You see he already had a loss, even though I give him credit after a loss, unlike CYP. He beat Ruslan, who gave Bradley brain damage. That's when he took off. That's when he took off. So let's see, after he got his big win and was on the scene, did he fight people we don't know? Oh, yeah, Christina Favela. Oh, shit, who's that? Okay, absolutely no one. All right, so he's done. We can't use him. Let's use Ruslan then. Let's use Ruslan. When did Ruslan bust on the scene? Damn, I guess when he beat Ji-Hoon Kim on Friday Night Fights, right? Where's that at? Ji-Hoon King. Did you fight Ji-Hoon King or is Ness finally wrong here? Well, we're going to go with the Herrera loss. That's when he was put on the scene because even though he lost to Herrera, Friday Night Fights kept bringing him back. There he goes in the pachanga, right? And then he got to fight next after Herrera, two dudes we don't know, so he don't work. Like, that's what I'm saying. Find me. Oh, let's go to Tim. Tim probably could do it. Tim probably could do it. Tim probably could do it, y'all. Tim had a look. Yeah, see, Tim did it. Tim did it. Look, Tim bust on the scene. Miguel Vasquez, the puppet, the same dude that someone super chatted last show saying Canelo was beating up on Mexican buns. They so fucking dumb. Puppet Vasquez, Tim beat. Then he went to UK, beat Tim Jr. Witter, Edna Cherry, Kendall Hall, Nate Campbell, Lamont Peterson, Lewis Cabral Aragudo. The only reason I don't stop here and try to do what I did with other fighters is because this fighter, after Tim beat him, he beat or before Tim beat him, he beat Delorme, who's out here bodying dudes. Not bodying, but being very competitive at welterweight. Then Tim took away Devin's and you see what I'm saying? You don't see any unknown name on Tim's resume since he took off. There's no Sanabria. There's no, I don't know, you know, those weird names. You don't see that. You only see recognizable names, like on Canelo's resume. But let's click Pacquiao, and I'll show you. I'll show you. Pacquiao took off after David Diaz on HBO. Here it goes, David Diaz, right? And that's when, now we all know before that he'd been off, but I mean on, as a lower weight guy, but like blew up television phenom after David Diaz. But look at before David Diaz. Look at that. Juan Manuel Marquez, Barrera, Eric Morales. And it continues. But when he blew up, when they gave him a television deal, he didn't play games with his deal like some of your favorite fighters. Look at him right here, not playing games. David Diaz, first fight on HBO. Not first fight on HBO, but as when he's making that campaign at jumping divisions. So he fights David Diaz, Oscar De La Hoya, Ricky Hatton, and so on and so forth. Look, you know the names. He never took a strange tuna. He never took a strange tuna. I guess Jeff Horn. Damn. But look how late that was. Jeff Horn was the strangest dude. Jeff Horn had beat Randall Bailey was the biggest name on his resume. But let's go to Lucas now. Now that Lucas is here, let's see, when did Lucas take off? Lucas took off Lamont Peterson knockout, or was it before that? Let's see. Peterson. All right, so it was before that because everybody thought he beat Zab Judah. But not even Lucas could do it. Look, he beat Vivian Harris where he should have got on. That was a televised fight. Then he went to Rigelelo Casten Jr. No, then he jumped to Zab. So, all right, let's give him a try. Let's say no, Ness. His TV fight, his time was after the Zuda. So it was like, all right, Zab, Corley, I'm going to give him credit for Corley. He's a name. He fought Floyd. He's a name. He's been around. But then he drops off right there. He made a Josie popular. Don't get me wrong. A Josie was signed to Lou DiBella. He was signed to Lou DiBella. But he made him popular. But a Josie ended up being decent, you know. But kind of Lucas, if you look. Oh, nah, look, he even has Sergio Amari Pirolti. Nah, you see? This is what I'm saying. There's your favorite fighters always took that weird fight. Now here goes Devin. Let's go to Devin because there's no bias. Like all fighters do it, but some don't. So Devin took off Juan Urango knockout. Look at that, Junior Witter. So we'll go back because BoxRec always helps you. So he really took off the fight before. But I said Urango because when he knocked out Urango. He got on. Like, it was a left hook, kind of uppercut. It was so beautiful. But look, even he, next fight was Andre Katelnik. Now, look, I'm going to give him credit for it because I know a few people fought him. I know none of y'all know him. Nobody on this call listening right now knows Andre Katelnik. But just, I'll still give him credit and try to keep it moving, right, and see, do we find another Katelnik on his name? So he went with a Urango. Katelnik, Bradley, Matisse, Maidana, Bailey, look, Lee Purdy. Eddie Hearn got him Lee Purdy. When Broner fought Gavin Reese, he fought Lee Purdy. So that's what I'm saying. You know, they, like, some fighters don't do that, and probably it would be Sean Porter, right? His is going to be Formella, right? So Sean jumped on the scene with okay, so he beat somebody named Hopkins in AAC. AAC, my dog need to go out. You see, I'm out there. What up? Where is that? Where is that Hopkins fight? We're going to have to go from Alfonso Gomez for him, bro. Let me see. Dang, he fought Ray Robinson sooner, too. Look, at least Sean was out. Because, look, Sean fought Ray Robinson, Hector Munoz, but then he went on these dudes. But that, remember, Sean was signed a prize fighter. Promotions. It wasn't even like he didn't have the backing for TV. He was fighting wherever he could. But if you look at here, if you give him from 2012 when he got with Al, Then you got Alfonso Gomez, Julio Diaz, Phil LaGreco, Julio Diaz, Devin Alexander, Paulie Malignaggi, Kell Brook, Eric Bonet. And Eric Bonet is that name that's like, where he went, where he came out of. He was fresh and relatively unknown when Porter fought him. Then other people start fighting him. So, you know, Porter got a little bit going on of that too. But his name's just crazy. Look, Eric Bonet, Adrian Broner, Keith Thurman, Andre Berto, Granados, Garcia, Ugas, Earl Spence, and now Formella. But let's click on Earl. When did Earl take off? When did Earl take off? Was it the Lardy fight? It had to be after the Lardy fight. Probably the Van Heerden fight. Probably the Van Heerden. Nope. Okay. Okay. So he took off after Vargas. Samuel Vargas. So he went Vargas, LaGreco, Van Heerden. And there you go. Not even Earl. Alejandro Barrera. You know what I'm saying? Not even Earl. But let's do Kell Brook is that's not even worth it. You already know he didn't do it. Who else? Who else? Mikey. Take off. Let's see. When did Mikey take off? Before Salido, before Roman Martinez. What was a bigger win before Martinez? Where you at? Where you at? Okay, there we go. So right around this time, so we talking, and look, you know, he got Lopez. All right, so, and that's Barrios. Okay, so, damn, Concepcion. Yeah, Mikey been doing that. That's the thing at the lower weights. But I guess from Concepcion, but then he had this Mauricio Palestrana. I bet you this is nothing. See, this is nothing. So even Mikey, but let's forget that. And let's say he took off in 2012, like most fighters. Boxing picked up. That was a really big year for boxing. Jonathan Barrios, right? Orlando Salido, Juan Manuel Marquez, Lopez, then Roman Martinez, Burgos, Elio Rojas. Even he slid one in there. You feel me? But okay, some people might give him credit for Rojas. And he goes on. Actually, Mikey's on there with Canelo, man. When he took off, he really ain't looked back. The lowest name is Elio Rojas. So that's his Rocky Fielding. So, again, what Canelo's doing, not a lot of people doing that, man. It's just, there's just not. You know, we didn't even go to Floyd. Floyd, you know, he got a little bit. He might not, actually. Maybe Floyd doesn't have that because he's fought. Everybody that he's fought is on somebody's resume at this point, man. So maybe even Floyd is, and that's where Canelo, I feel like that's where Canelo learned from, man. He learned from Floyd. So, okay, Mosley, you get me to Floyd. Where is Floyd? Boom. So when did Floyd take off from Hernandez fight, right? Man, Floyd is the GOAT, man. Floyd is the GOAT, guys. Floyd is the GOAT. You know he got all good names, you know, on that resume back to back. It's just too many. Like it's different runs too. Different runs, man, at different divisions. But the back half of his career is one of the greatest, you know. I mean, if you start from Jose Luis Castillo is back to back fights. You know, then he fought Philip Nadeau, then Corley, Brussels, Gotti, Shombe Mitchell, Zab Judah, Valdemir, De La Hoya, Ricky Hatton, Juan Manuel Lopez, Mosley, Victor Ortiz, Cotto, Guerrero, Canelo, Maidana, Pacquiao, Alberto, Connor, man. He's the GOAT. he got the TBE for sure. Looks like we got CYP.
Yo. I was told I couldn't read. I don't know math. It says Canelo Alvarez inked a 11-fight contract that will pay him $365 million. Anybody do the math out there. Do the math. 365
don't do
divided
the math,
by
CYT.
Don't waste your call, CYT.
Don't say I'm trying to help you.
I can say what I want to say. Why the fuck did you try to cut me off? Because you embarrassed. You mad that you wrong. He gonna make $40 million a fight.
I bet you you spend more money. I bet you spend more money.
I don't
give a fuck
about none of that. Nigga, I ain't the phone right now because you want me to. You've been getting embarrassed.
Watch you spend more money because I screen shared the article, but it's like I said, he obviously cannot read. I'm going to screen share one more time. You see, because he wants to find original contracts that don't matter. Because how many times have there been articles that say Canelo's been getting incentives because he runs that deal? He runs that deal. And that's why he didn't get 35. He got 40 for the last two fights. It's here in black and white. Okay? And it says, DAZN most recently offered for Alvarez's next fight approximately half of the $40 million package Alvarez's side has been paid, which is past tense. But he said, I'm going to be embarrassed. He said he can read. Past tense, that means he got it. Not any dumb article you want to find that says his original deal. No, what they paid him. What they paid him. What they paid him. Damn it. Learn how to read. I screen shared. I told you you're going to waste your time. You wasted it because you hard-headed. You wasted your time. Anyway, Sony, what up?
Hey, what up, CBB? What's good?
Chilling.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. You hear yourself?
Yes, am I good?
You coming in and out. Keep trying.
All right.
It ain't working then, Sony. I'm sorry. So here I am screen sharing again. And you can see the guy who lost in the comment section saying, oh, that one article doesn't trump all the other articles. Meanwhile, look at this. What does this say here, gentlemen? Wednesday, August 19, 6:34. So an hour and a half ago, this most recent article won't trump. This one, not the one when the contract dropped, the one when the fights took place, when the money's in the bank. That won't count. I body you all day, bro. All day. When you gonna get a win? Jay Will in Ohio, what up?
Lalo. I used to get it in Ohio.
Before you start my time, just got one question before I just gonna preface my call. So are you mad that DAZN is cutting the money from his pay? And you think that's undeserving, or is this just about his resume as a whole?
I was just reporting the news, but you know how it is when you talk about Canelo, dudes get emotional. I was just reporting that DAZN denied Yeardom, and I did preference it with clapping and saying, shout out to the haters, you got his opponent denied. So maybe that tickled some feathers.
Okay. So now you can start my time, because now I'm about to work. So it's mad deserving that they cut this nigga's pay. He's not a draw like that, period, point blank. He's not a draw like Mike Tyson, like a Roy, or like a Floyd, to where he can fight somebody from the grocery store, a meat packer, and everybody lining up in droves to come watch that dude fight. He's just not a draw like that, period, point blank. Sergey fought on pay-per-view before. We know Danny's not a draw. So you being the face of boxing, you got to carry that fight. You got to bring the money in. And he hasn't been bringing no money in. So, yeah, they need to cut his pay. He's not a draw like that, period, point blank. Now, his resume, I'm not knocking it. It's not about his resume. It's about him as a draw. That's why they're cutting his pay. And it is just – there really shouldn't be no surprise because, I mean, he don't speak English, and that hurts him. And that's his main – like Sergey was a dominant fighter. He didn't speak English, so that hurt the pay-per-views with him and Andre Ward, both of their fights. So if you can't carry a fight with good names...
Cut it. B. Paulie, Michigan, what up?
Yo, what up, man?
Chilling.
Man, look, I ain't called up in a minute, man. What are we saying here? What are we trying to prove here, man?
I mean, you know, I'd be just reporting the news.
Then
falling down dark holes.
Look, man, this is my thing. My point is this. I ain't getting into the money. I ain't getting into the resume because all of that stuff, it can be debated. But at the end of the day, I don't think we got a down Floyd to big up Canelo or down Canelo to big up Floyd. As boxing fan myself, I can see the greatness in both of them. Yeah, they moved strategically, both of them did, toward the end of their career. Lately, the last few years, we definitely know that. The Andre Berto's and, you know, all of that shit, we know that. But I think in order to get a real organic test to really see who the face of boxing is, you got to really talk to people. Like, if you go show any random person on the street three pictures, Mike Tyson, just the face, just the headshot, Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, and Canelo, what's the percentage of people you think will actually know Canelo before they know Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather? So with that right there, no bias attached.
You're right. And that's credit to what Jay Will said, bro. The English is holding him back from being an American crossover star in the way that, you know, a Floyd and a Tyson were. CYP Counterpunch.
You just taking L, ain't you? I told you I'm not paying you no more money. They gonna pay because they want to hear me cook you like I've been doing. Last time I checked Athletic State Commission. They said he got 35 for Kovalev. You have an article that say he got 40. I'm not disrespecting your article, but you're disrespecting the Athletic Commission. I'm not disrespecting nobody's article. You need your article to be right for some reason. Why? Because you've been telling people how much of a boss Canelo is. Why don't you just sue Canelo? Sue. He ain't doing nothing because he signed a contract and he's following the rules. He got these bum opponents. They saying no. Come back. Bum opponent, no. Why? Because he ain't Floyd. He don't work with the zone. He worked for the zone. Now go ahead and lie to the people and tell them what you need to tell them. But don't disrespect the commission.
Cut it. I swear dudes would do anything to win an argument. Now the commission is gospel when for years, you know, because that's a mute argument with me. For years, I've been proving to you that the commission isn't gospel with Al Heyman checks. remember? I mean, if you think what they are getting in the commission is right, well then, cool. Since that's what CYP thinks, I want him to get us the Deontay Wilder commission checks, not name Tyson Fury's. Show us what the commission said Deontay Wilder got. J-Mac, what up?
Counterpunch,
Sniff. Oh shit! Who good? I'm sorry, yo. I'm alone, man. You know I'm working alone. Let me, J Mac. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry. Let me double check things here. I'm alone. Who got a counterpunch? I just seen it says Ryan for CYP. So I went to that. Let me check the Cash App. Sorry, guys. Let me just get on point. I think even Sony is saying he got one. No Skype. No. What is this? Oh, damn. It looks like intrigue, right? Sony, I don't see anything from you, champ. But I'll come back to you because your line was messed up anyway. Don't worry about it. Intrigue, go.
Yeah. Look. It looked like you missed my whole point. Like, you went through a whole bunch of things. You didn't bring up Keith Thurman's resume, and I'm a Keith Thurman fan, and everybody can say I'm a bias or whatever. But you can look at that resume. And then you look at Canelo's resume, and Canelo's resume is solid. I'm not going to even be trying to bring that shit up to say, like, his resume is solid. But when you look at the Cotto fight and then going to the Khan fight, fighting a career 140, 147-pounder at the middleweight division, when everybody wanted you to fight Triple G, that's the biggest problem Canelo got going against his ass. And then he did the same thing when he fought Rocky Fielder.
But why does it matter when he turned around and fought Triple G twice after that?
Then he turned around
and fought Jacobs. Then he turned around and fought Kovalev. I'm gonna tell you why.
Because Canelo is considered the top dude in box. And he got it.
I don't understand that logic. Nobody goes through that type of a resume. Nobody, bruh. Nobody. Listen, when Floyd fought Robert Guerrero, people dissed him. because Guerrero's only win was Celtic Aiden and Andre Berto, right? Before that, he was at 130-something pounds or 35 pounds or even featherweight, bro. Guerrero was started his career at 126. So it's the same thing. Like, there's always guys on people's resume that we don't like. You're going to tell me now because Floyd is retired, you love the Guerrero fight. That was one of his – first of all, if you Google, right, there's so many different discrepancies on the pay-per-view numbers. Showtime tried to withhold those numbers. There's arguments whether it's 800 or 900 because it was Guerrero, a relatively unknown dude at welterweight. He was known for like featherweight, and his biggest win was like over someone that tested positive, maybe Orlando Salido, something like that, or he lost to Salido, but Salido tested positive. You know, he jumped up in weight and started campaigning like Gary doing to Crawford, because y'all don't even. Why do I waste my time with y'all, man? Y'all don't know boxing, bro. You don't intrigue. You don't remember boxing enough. He did the same thing Gary Russell's doing, right? He was clout chasing Mayweather. So he jumped up. He needed to prove it to Mayweather. So he jumped up and he fought Celtic Aiden, this dude from Turkey who beat Jojo Dan by robbery. All right? I think Jojo Dan is from Turkey anyway. You know what I mean? And then that wasn't big enough because Jojo Dan, Celtic Aiden was an undefeated welterweight, but he hadn't fought nobody but Jojo Dan. So then he fought Berto, and he did what he did to Berto's face and those eyes. Remember that? Those pictures are iconic. So then he got the shot. But, bro, everybody got those dudes on their resume where nobody didn't want him to fight him, like Andre Berto on Floyd's resume. So now you're going to counterpunch and tell us that you was out here talking about, yeah, I wanted Floyd to fight Andre Berto. We wanted Floyd to fight Keith Thurman. You a Thurman fan. He chose to fight, I'm fighting Kareem Mayfield or Andre Berto as my last fight. I ain't fighting Thurman. I ain't fighting Earl. I ain't fighting Porter. I ain't fighting Pacquiao again. Remember when he allegedly was going to retire? He chose to fight Berto, you know what? Oh, but Canelo's supposed to be the face of boxing, so we expect him. What happened? You ain't remember that about Floyd? You ain't expect Floyd? Go ahead, but you got another counterpunch, right? Go ahead.
Man, oh, no, I definitely expected Floyd, bro.
You didn't
know me at that. Hold on. Let me say what I need to say.
You're right.
You didn't know me at that point. I call up Floyd all day long. That don't mean that I don't respect what Floyd did, but I call him out for some of the ducking that he did when he was the man. When you the man and you the face of the boxing, I expect a certain level,
Right.
Especially
I expected Floyd to fight Thurman instead of Berto.
Yeah.
You're right. I did too.
I didn't expect Floyd to come to a fight with Errol Spence standing at the side saying I'd pop up belt.
Hey, you right, Intrigue. I expected AJ to fight Wilder instead of Povetkin.
Damn right.
So don't chastise Canelo. Don't chastise Canelo.
No, I chastised all of them. That's the consistency in me. See, it ain't like I'm picking a fight with one person. I chastised all of them when they did all that bullshit. That was bullshit, man. I'm a boxing fan. I want to see you fight the best. I don't want to see no Canelo fight no Amir Khan at middleweight. When is that is cool? That's like you fighting me, that's in Border War. I weigh 160. That's crazy, bro. It's no defending that shit, man. It's none. I'm done.
All right. Look, man, all I'm saying is what I've been saying. They all do it. When you at the top, you ain't going to go through the ringer every day. You ain't going to do it. Look at Kovalev discrediting. Kovalev was washed. J-Mac, what up?
Oh, you ain't doing no intros tonight?
Nah. I apologize, champ. I apologize. You know I'm alone, man. Y'all don't give me no breaks, even alone.
You know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style.
I'm a gorilla. I'm a dog. I'm a dog. I'm a gorilla.
The smartest thing you can do is stay away from Derek.
It can't
man.
Be the boogeyman
I'm
if I'm chasing
I'm
a, them. You want to bet $100,000 on that? Let's bet $1 million.
Yo, it's funny how you continuously cut people off when they're cooking your ass on this show. And I say this all due respect, for I do disrespect you. You're a cool dude in person, but on this show, your personality, your mentality, I don't get it. It's like Canelo can't do no wrong. You sit up here and protect this weak ass shitty dude. What you expect them supposed to say? Oh, keep robbing us and taking our money? Nobody want to pay for that. His opponent he was trying to fight is no different from when Andre Wall got his opponent denied that he was trying to fight coming off before he fought Kovalev. But you sit up here and make excuse. Canelo did not dominate no weight class. He jumps around, moves around, fights this fight for the vacant, fight this champ, add to the belt. It's just his whole career has been programmed by Oscar Sniffer Hoyer. And you get on here and you back it up with your Canelo fanboy, and you sit up here talking about Bud fans, you way more delusional with this Canelo shit, man. This shit is fucking retarded. I don't even see how...
I just need you to try not to call in until you learn anything about boxing, bro. My man said Ward's opponent before Kovalev was denied. This exactly like that. No, it's not. Ward's was approved before Alexander Brand and then Sullivan Barrera, then Kovalev. So you tell me, was Alexander Brand any more popular, any better of a fighter than Yeardom? No. But I don't even know why I'm asking you, because you've never seen Alexander Brand fight. You don't know nothing about boxing besides Bud and what underwear he put on. Get out of here, man. When you learn about boxing, talk to me, bro. You don't know. You're using wrong analogies because you don't know. Yo, my Jinbei, what up?
It okay.
Chilling.
All right. So, listen, man, I understand everybody's frustration with Canelo and not fighting the people that they want him to fight. But you got to remember, everybody's done this. I mean, if you remember, there was a poll put out by an extremely famous fighter one time, putting Maidana and Amir Khan. Who do you want me to fight? Everybody said Khan. What did he do? Took Maidana twice. Zab Judah, Baldemir. Zab lost. Who did he take? Zab anyway. Floyd did that multiple times. He ducked Margarito. He ducked Paul Williams. Everybody does it. It's called A-side status. You dictate. You're the one that's going to call the shots. And I just want him to get out this contract, go over to ESPN, because that's where he's going to go, and start doing pay-per-views again, man. You know, maybe we'll get Bud and Canelo fight. Yo, that's my call. Give my second call to CYP.
CYP, you back.
Hey, I want the audience to listen. You know when we find out how much Floyd makes, everybody agrees. Floyd shows the check. You know why we know how much he makes? Because Floyd was on contract with Showtime. See, when you're on contract, we know how much you make. We know that. See, DAZN is on contract with Canelo. So when they put out, he's making this much, or he made this much, or he made 35 for Kovalev, we take that because it's the same as Showtime saying Floyd made $20 million guaranteed plus 50 on the back end, total for 70. But it's funny how we want to bring up PBC fighters 1 minute and then say, talk about Floyd the next. Floyd was his own boss. He's not a PBC fighter. Didn't had nothing to do with him. He don't get paid like them. While Canelo is his own fighter. He ain't a PBC fighter. Don't get paid like them.
Cut it. Once again, DAZN rejects Aviny Yeardom as Canelo's Alvarez's next opponent, and they want him to take a $20 million pay cut to fight whoever he fights next. We'll find out what happens. That was the last caller. I'm going to check you guys out on the next one. That's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Hey, J-Mac, you got a boomerang.
Hey,
oh, no, Dan, you told me to give it to CYP, which I did. Yeah, I gave it. You said give it to CYP, right? Who just said give it to CYP? That was my gene bit. So J-Mac got a boomerang. Go.
No, I didn't say give him a boomerang. I
no, I know, I know, I know. I corrected myself. I said that was not you. That was my gene bit.
I know you know, just like you know you're sitting up here telling some bullshit for Canelo like you always do. And you talk about me with underwear. Nigga, you got a G-string on.
Why are you wasting your call instead of defending yourself on that Alexander Brand shit?
What makes you more knowledgeable than me and Biden? Because you sit on here and try to yell.
You always mess up.
Dumbass.
Because you always mess up. Didn't you just mess up with Ward?
You get on here and talk fuck nigga shit for Canelo all the time.
But didn't you just mess up for Ward? So you asked me what makes me think I know more than you. I just told you.
I'm talking about somebody don't know no boxing, nigga. You're a fuck. Oh my fucking goodness, dude, man. Some of the shit you say is fucking hilarious.
So why don't you correct yourself about Alexander Brand?
I ain't say nothing about no fucking Brand. You brought him up, idiot.
Exactly, because you don't even know who the opponent before Kovalev was that you was talking about. You said this is exactly what happened to Ward with his opponent.
I say April denied Ward an opponent. So he had to pick another opponent.
Alright, champ. You said this is exactly what happened to Andre Ward. They denied his opponent before Sergey Kovalev. And I said, no. They gave Andre Ward Alexander Brand, who is on the level, if not less known than Yeardom. But again, you don't even know boxing. You'd rather talk about underwear like you called in to talk about. Jay, Trey, talk to me.
I was going to say, man, this the damn second show in a row to just get my boomerang. I said $10 cash app last night. I mean, what you call it? And I did something else, too. But now, go ahead and get my call to CYP.
CYP, go.
Yeah, and I got a counterpunch, so run that back to back. You know what's funny? You just tried to get on Jay Head about him not calling in, defending himself for being wrong. But I killed you on 4 points, and you talked about the 5 million. See, I'm trying to figure out. You didn't call. You didn't stop and then start telling people, oh, I apologize for this or that. You didn't even know Jab Judah was undisputed. Apologize about that. Go. Let me hear your apology. You didn't know they take 5 years to be GOAT to the Hall of Fame. You didn't know about that. Let me hear your apology. So when I'm done with my boomerang, I want you to apologize on the way out. And I want you to whisper it. I want you to say it loud. I want to apologize for the times I'm wrong on this show and screaming at people for them being wrong about one thing after I was wrong about 20. The reason why I cooked you so hard is because you like that little brother that gets beat 21-3, but you talk about that field goal. You'll go running around the mommy talking about, I ain't got 3 points. That's you, that little annoying brother. See, that's the problem. You need to start respecting people or just take that L like a man. Canelo ain't the boss. The zone just told him, we got the juice now. CYP out. Go apologize, man.
I don't even know what you're talking about. First of all, I the one said Zab was undisputed and Corey Spinks. I brought up Corey Spinks. That was the problem. You tried to make it about Zab and Corey's losses. So I don't know what you're talking about. What else did he say? I don't even know. I'm out. That's GTO. Catch us on the next one. Peace.